Raincoated Victory, after the statue of Clemenceau by François Cognet. Fallen from the ministry and raised to a pedestal under a shade of trees near the rond-point, darkened beneath the host of leaves, a green Dover statue, bronzed by conceit to a radiance more sun than the four glittering horses leaping from the tops of Pont Alexandre. Here's for tailors. Shoes Marshal Foch scorned to wear. Leggings, a wind-creased army waterproof with five rows of plain buttons, a rain hat. For his appointment, a rumpled scarf. From the wrist, where the right hand falls into the coat pocket, hangs a poor cane. Sculptors, a thrust foot forward. The left arm down, a long calculation to the covert fist, silent against the thigh, and unconfessed, hooped barreled body and a short neck to a broad head, wild flag of petrified mustache, full and negligent above the lips, eyes liquefied with seeing. This piece of work, a kilometer from the Louvre, as the crow flies or the tourist walks, a straight gate up the avenue under the shade of trees, darkened beneath the host of leaves. On a rock ledge, tangled with weak ivy, his pedestal spearing the shadow like the promontorial bow of a year's ship over a sea of time. In the morning, the sun reaches his shoelaces, but afternoon he's scarcely visible. Blaze stare melted on some distant point of triumph and, amid the dull mortars, woofing death. Bulldog guns of deadlock wars. Inburst of glory for a man of no ideals but facts, a hard old Frenchman. But unknown Cognet has him in the moment transcending habit. That compassionating paleness exploding through the purple dye of blood, illuminating ichor raised to eyesight and brain light this one time. Walking in a mud swollen with the black flowers of hair and the delicate pink rose of upturned flesh. In all probability, not knowing just then this slipped forever moment what he was. But Cognet knew this once upon his time, making a statue the tailors in the street hardly see, no less believe. One pretty piece of work that in all probability wasn't even the man, the real man at all. With the sad, molting gaze and the walking through the sponge of mud under a rain like nails, the amortizing pupil limbed to the quick by solar pity, and therefore translated, glowering down the gloom with brusque and urgent love. And shoes Marshal Foch scorned to wear, leggings, waterproof button scarf, that poor cane hanging down, and the crumpled halo of a rain hat. And tiger eyes, burning victory and benediction. He had to live just to make the statue possible. For Cognet, a maneuver and a sky arc of sun rays, but always there, under the shade now, beneath these leaves, heavy leaden ghost, ready for instant golden light and dumbfounded cognition.